This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and bring up anything you want. So our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We're talking about the inevitable robotic future that the people of the world will be faced with in relatively short order. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Or you can bring up anything that's on your mind. We also have Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. Let's go to Skype, where Nathan in Texas is on the line. Hello, Nathan.
Hey, guys. Hey. Welcome back to the show, Conan.
Thanks. Thanks a lot, man. Again.
So there was a fire that happened in Britain a few weeks ago. I don't know if any of you have been following that story, but
the Guildford or Gelson or
not terribly well, but I know a building burned.
Britain, yeah. Yeah.
Fires happen. Why is this newsworthy?
I don't know. I had a few thoughts when I was reading the story. It was some kind of government subsidized housing. It was really tall, and I was thinking about the fire safety issues that brings up. The building was like 60 meters tall, I think, and I think firefighters' ladders, I think they only go up to like 100 feet or something like that. Anyway, I was curious if Mark had any ideas in particular, since he's a volunteer firefighter, on the practicalities and what would happen with trying to, I don't know, use a rope or something to escape, or what kind of options that you might have if you found yourself in that kind of situation.
In a tall building that's on fire?
Pretty much. I mean, I understand that the fire started from the outside and went in, whereas normally it's the other
way.
Starts
inside and goes out.
How does that happen? Starting outside the building, did somebody like chuck a Molotov cocktail at it, or what? How does that happen?
Supposedly there was some kind of cladding or panels or something on the exterior that were not of the non-flammable variety, and that may have spread the fire.
Does anyone know how it actually started, though?
I don't think so. It's mostly, and I'm surprised. I'm actually surprised there was some kind of political protest over it too. Like, I guess.
Yeah, they're saying that the buildings aren't taking as well taken care of where the poor people live as they are where the posh folks live in Great Britain. And you know, what a surprise.
And also, the casualties don't seem very accurate. There should be a lot more casualties. And where are all these people? And some people have speculated, well, the building was half, you know, might have been empty.
Uh-huh.
I know that they might have been doing work on the exterior. They put an exterior cladding over around it, and that's what they're saying was so flammable that it just sent the whole thing up like a cigarette.
So, in short, I don't have any advice on how to deal with being caught in an skyscraper fire.
My idea was to, like, have, you know, maybe 100 feet of rope or something, and then, like, you know, tie little knots in the rope so you can kind of, like, shimmy down the side of the building.
I wonder if you, to have rope that's strong enough to hold you with knots large enough to keep you from dying, I wonder to myself how much space that would take up in your apartment. I do know that they have, like, these sort of collapsible ladders and stuff that, you know, that might handle a third or possibly a fourth story.
Right.
But
this is a big old building.
Yeah, if you want to go down 17 stories, I wonder what could possibly be a solution. I think you might be better off with like rope climbing equipment, like mountain climbing equipment, and sort of, you know, those little stopper dealies where you can sort of rappel down the building.
Like that dude that went up Trump Tower. Yeah. Remember that guy?
Well, he's got the.
Well, you need mission.
Cups.
You need Mission Impossible sucking. Yeah,
right.
Suction cup.
I thought that's what you were describing, Mark.
No,
that wasn't.
I'm talking about having just a rope and basically, this sort of thing that attaches to your, it wraps around your wrist, and then it, you can sort of control the speed at which you go down
the
rope.
Repelling.
Yeah,
down.
Sort of.
I believe that this building went up so fast that you would have had time to get off 24 story building. But what they really need. As long as, because this This is
I only need 2 minutes to get down.
This is a government solution. They're going to throw money at this. So what they need to do is escape drones.
How about slides on every side of the building?
Break the glass and you break your put your escape drone. You slap it on your back.
That's actually a good idea.
And it flies you out of there.
Well, you can actually buy some kind of harness rope thing. I guess it's what you were talking about for professional climbers. I think I Googled for it and it was like $800 or something. So I was kind of thinking more low tech kind of solutions. I've heard that buildings that tall are designed so that each floor is supposed to be isolated, you know, to keep fire from spreading from floor to floor. I don't know if that's true.
You can't stop fire from spreading. I mean, maybe they got some kind of trickery to slow it down, but
There's some systems, but not every building is going to have them. This is one of the problems with sort of building a new building in New York City is there's so many laws and regulations and things that you have to have that it's just so much cheaper to keep these 150-year-old death traps they never get updated.
Thanks for the call, Nathan. Appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom, Robert is calling us from, I believe, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Hello, Robert.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, right. Well, I just wanted to just give you a kind of an update a little bit. I've been here since last Saturday.
All right.
And we've had a lot of rain here. I'm waterlogged.
Oh, it finally rained. Okay.
Yeah, it was supposed to rain quite a bit at Pork Fest.
Well, it was two really nice days, according to I was listening to, I think it was Will Coley doing Call to Freedom over the last couple of nights. Apparently, it's been crystal clear and very nice over the last couple of days. So the first rainy day at Pork Fest was
today.
Well,
I thought that was a main staple, was the rain every day. Or at least the first Sunday and Monday where, you know, you got lakes that are there.
There's almost always going to be some kind of rain over a week at Rogers Campground. It's very unlikely that you're going to get through a week without any kind of rain shower.
Hmm.
Okay, so it rained. What else is going on out there?
Well, I mean, I've never been to a Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Oh, cool. Are you having fun?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, you know, I really met a lot of good people that come here.
Yep.
There's a lot of people that come to this festival from around the world.
It's true.
There was a guy here from Russia that I met, and I would recommend that anybody go to a Pork Fest.
Anybody who's not banned.
Anybody that's not banned. I'm probably going to be banned. I don't know.
No, there's only a handful of people that have been banned from that
of
event.
Of which you are one.
Of which I am one.
Don't let them know
Don't let them know that you're calling us from Porkfest. They might escort you out.
Maybe. Hopefully not. But it's not what I thought it would be.
What did you think it was going to be?
I thought that it was going to be like this, like going to.
Burning Man?
There's another type of festival that's out there.
Hemp Fest?
Not Hemp Fest. No, this one is a little bit more radical.
Okay. What are you thinking of?
And I'm drawing a blank. I can't remember what it is.
Like, you're thinking of like a music festival?
No. No, it's like a
Rainbow Family? The Rainbow Family?
Yes. Rainbow Festival.
Yeah. No, very that's different.
That's what I had envisioned.
I actually had a story about the Rainbow Family tonight just as, total coincidence. Don't know what I did with it, though. But, Robert, I'm glad you're having a good time. We had many great years at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and, from when I left on Wednesday morning, I left at around 9 a.m. Wednesday morning, right as the Porcupine Freedom Festival began, because we had Somalia Fest and Shire Fest that had occurred the 5 days prior to Pork Fest, and so I was wrapping that up as I was leaving. It looked like it was gearing up for a decent turnout. There were a lot of people showing
really
up.
It's really hard to say. Yeah. We weren't there for the last one, and, you know,
that's
I don't know what the numbers are.
Robert, thanks for the call and the update tonight from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is going on through Sunday, I guess through about noon on Sunday. So their big day is usually tomorrow. Usually Saturday is the biggest day.
Yeah.
You know, people are getting off of work on Friday. They come out
people
late Friday
up,
night.
They make it Friday night. Yep. They stay there Saturday all day, then stay for the night Sunday and leave.
Yep. And usually have a pretty good time. So we're going to continue here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves and join us here on Free Talk Live.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-1059. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-1059. That's 1-800-972-1059. 1-800-972-1059.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been, and my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY, or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at infidelbodyarmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. Infidelbodyarmor.com. Just won't quit.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
here to join us toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Whoops, that should hit the mute button.
Professional broadcaster.
God.
You're lucky I can't fire you.
Dash.org. You go there to learn about Dash. It's digital cash. You've heard about Bitcoin, probably, but Dash is one of the up-and-comers. It's in the top 10 of all the world's cryptocurrencies, and in my opinion, it's one of the most exciting ones because they've really figured out a good system, I think, with Dash, and that is that 10% of the mining rewards go back into the Dash sort of system, if you will. They goes into
promotions and all, you know, infrastructure and all kinds of things like that.
Right, promoting Dash and getting it out there more effectively than the other competitors. And that's one of the reasons why Dash is on board with Free Talk Live. They are a digital money platform designed to replace cash.
Don't forget the huge community that they have. I mean, that's a...
Well, there's a community under all of these cryptos.
Not like the Dash community. It's big.
Well, not like Dash in that you can't vote on things in these other communities, and the Dashers actually decide the future of their own currency. It's very interesting. And the fees are also low. It's fast, it's private, it's easy, transactions are quick, and can be confirmed instantly if you want, pay a little bit more. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized, and it's run by its users, who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. You can find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. As we continue here, we'll go to your calls and thoughts. We've been talking a lot about the future of, you know, business and robots and what are things going to look like. Let's talk to Cognitive Dissident calling us on Skype. Hello, Dissident.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
Have you guys ever seen prisoners working on the side of the road?
I've been a prisoner working on the side of the road.
I've seen them picking up trash. And, of course, they used to be in the movies, the chain gangs. You always used to see them. Who is that? You don't understand. You can't communicate with me.
What we have here is a failure to communicate. That is Cool Hand Luke.
Yep.
Didn't that dude get killed after that scene? What happened there?
What are you talking about? Stop talking spoilers.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know what happened. That's why I asked if that's what happened.
That's a big spoiler. Go away.
Somebody gets killed in that movie at the end, and I forget who it is. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, I too have been a prisoner picking up trash on the side of the road.
All right. Okay.
One thing that I do now that I'm not a prisoner any longer is when I see prisoners occasionally driving, and I keep a pack of cheap cigarettes in my car. And I throw it to them when I see them.
Do you include a lighter in the pack of cheap cigarettes? Because that would be, you know, kind of frustrating for them.
No, I just throw them the cigarettes. I assume that they have the means to light the cigarettes, or if they don't, that they can smuggle them back into the prison and make some money.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, there is, when it comes down to things that convicts can do, lighting a cigarette is truly one of the most ingenious. They'll open up a light socket if they've got to. They will get that cigarette lit.
But on the side of the road, the odds that they
will get that cigarette lit.
You think so?
I'm sure of it.
Did you guys pick up butts and save them?
No. I didn't. I was smoking cigars. I wouldn't pick up a butt.
If cigarettes are such a big deal, I mean, if you can get a halfy, I mean, wouldn't that be worth a half value?
I don't know, man.
I could not speak to it. You know, I would have rather you dropped off a plate full of ribs.
See, now I would have thought you would want to include a lighter with the pack of cigarettes just so to guarantee that they're going to be able to smoke it there on the side of the road, because smuggling cigarettes back into the jail or prison could be a very risky endeavor. I mean, unless you're willing to put them up in your rectal cavity, if you're getting a strip down,
I can guarantee you that most of those guys are willing to do that.
You think most of them are? Okay.
Yeah, well, in the state I live in, they don't sell tobacco in the prisons anymore. So it's...
Yeah, cigarettes getting real valuable then.
Yep. So maybe a butt would be worth picking up.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I couldn't say.
A butt up your butt.
Pick it up with your butt.
Oh, God.
I, you know, I don't see anything particularly wrong with what you're doing other than, you know, I mean, at that point, an inmate has a choice as to whether or not they wish to, you know, get in trouble or whatever. They're making the decisions for themselves. You're just giving them an opportunity to, you know, scratch an itch, as it were. I would guess my experience with the officers that run these details is that they just let us smoke them. You know, they would just, oh, you need a light? Sure, we'll get you a light.
And aren't the guys who are usually doing like road detail, aren't they like the good prisoners? They're above and beyond. They get to go out, get some fresh air, get some sunlight.
They're a minimum custody. I wouldn't say that
they have the privilege of working.
Yeah, I mean it's not exactly the most prestigious job in
which,
prison.
Which would be the prestigious jobs? Like the librarian?
Kitchen?
Usually,
the GED guy.
You're working at the canteen.
I felt like I had it good in the kitchen when I was
canteen.
In jail.
Ian.
I know that's not prison. Right. It's not the same.
When I was in the military, oh God. Cafeteria was the worst place.
It
was horrible. Okay.
Yeah. Well,
when the dudes came back from one day when they were working, they came back and said that they had gotten picked up by some guy, you know, some state worker, taken to Home Depot. They bought brand new lawnmowers, took the lawnmowers to the side of a hill in New Hampshire, and then proceeded to cut the grass on the side of the hill, including, you know, all the damn granite rocks that are getting thrown around by those lawnmowers or whatever. And that's why they had to buy brand new ones, because basically they're just going to waste three lawnmowers cutting a damn hill in the hot sun in the middle of the summertime. And I'm thinking, I'm in this air-conditioned kitchen here. This is the good life. I did not want to go out there and do that labor.
Did you get snacks?
In the kitchen, yeah, absolutely. You get the perks of like getting the food that nobody else gets in the jail. Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
So there's a difference between jail and prison.
There is.
For me, I had the most prestigious job where I was at Brevard Correctional Institution, a little slice of heaven. They also known as Gladiator School, and what I did was the staff canteen. I worked for something like 5 years serving coffee and you know, donuts.
What was
sandwiches.
Your shifts?
I had all the shifts. I had the staff canteen, so I had to be up every 8 hours when a new crew came through. Yes. When there was a hurricane, I manned the staff canteen around the clock.
When would you sleep?
I slept in it.
Really?
Yes. They'd give me a mattress.
They'd like pound on the,
yes.
on the window. Edge.
Yes.
Get
they
up.
Would do exactly that.
Edge.
They would get me up out of a sound sleep if they needed cigarettes. That's what they
wow.
were like.
Wow. Wow.
Take me from my room down in dog dorm, the dog house, and they would drag me up all the way to the A building, and then I'd have to open it up to give them cigarettes and then go back.
Did they ever tip you?
Yep, often.
All right.
Yep, got tips.
Sounds too shabby.
I did not complain, though. You do not complain.
Right. Wake up and get them what they want.
Yes.
Hey, thanks for the call, Dissident. I appreciate the story and the thoughts. The toll-free number here is 855-453, 855-450-3733. So they give you a little cot in there or something like that?
During a hurricane, yeah, they throw us a cot.
I see. All right, more on the way here. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, friends. Let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that you're children are vulnerable, your parents are vulnerable, and yes, you are vulnerable as well. Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll free to join us on the radio. Bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can help yourself save big time at your Amazon purchases by going to saveitpurse.com. Saveatpurse.com. I do it pretty much every time that I'm going to Amazon to buy stuff. Because why wouldn't you want to save 20%? I mean, who wouldn't want to do that?
Seems reasonable.
Yeah, it's definitely something that is a good idea, and you can easily do it over at saveitpurse.com. Saveatpurse.com. All you got to do is load up your Amazon wish list with the stuff you want. You import that into saveitpurse.com. Then you select your discount. And the larger the discount you get, the more time it might take to actually make the purchase or to have someone make the purchase for you, because what's going on is another person will buy the thing you want on Amazon, they'll pay full price for it, and then you release bitcoins to them once you receive the products. So, you know, it doesn't have to be a big order. I just recently put in an order for like 48 AA batteries from Amazon. So, and I got 24% off that particular purchase. So
it's not like you're going to stop needing AA batteries.
Exactly. So saveatpurse.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Ian Conan and Mark in the studio. Sarah is in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I just want to mention that I called the KKOB and I asked the Saturday show as a radio station.
Okay. Our competition. Go ahead.
Well, the thing is, I asked him to announce, help me out, and give me some debate location. And you know what? After I called like five people, I found out that it was the wrong hotel. It's actually the
okay, I'm confused. You were asking a radio host to give you a debate location because you wanted to go and attend a debate. What kind of debate?
Well, we have 9 mayoral candidates again.
Okay.
And I was told that they're having debates. Well, it turns out they already had 4 debates already. 5 days ago is on May 23rd, and they're going to be on the TV also. We're going to have 5 debates. But
wasn't there just a mayoral election there, or has that not happened yet?
No, it's going to be held on October 3rd, but okay. Nobody knows about the debate location. So I called and asked, and then he lied on purpose. But he made it look like he was confused, like Old Town and Rio Grande, but Embassy Suites. But it's actually Best Western on Rio Grande. So, no, you know what? That station has always been lying about election dates and everything.
You think they're trying to purposefully obscure the information for their audience so they can't actually go and learn what the mayoral candidates believe at the debate?
That's a heck of a conspiracy theory.
You know what? You know our government, they like us dumb and stupid. You guys know
that's
that,
true.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, hey, Sarah, how do you catch D Fish? Yeah, but this isn't. Well, this is a radio station.
You catch it with debates.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. It's like they want us to be so stupid. They want us to vote for the wrong person. They want us to go there like, I don't know any of these people. I never heard of any of them. That's
Sarah,
what they want.
Sarah, do you have internet?
No.
All right, no,
well,
I don't.
There's
I don't.
Your problem. I mean, I'm looking at them right now. I'm at their site.
Right.
Yeah, but I had to call one of the candidate's office to find out, and they said, hey, we're going to have it at the Embassy Suites. And he told me, no, it's going to be at Best Western. Wait, I said, I already called 6 people. I got to call them all back because I got the wrong location. But the thing is that during the last presidential election, people have told me that they gave 20 wrong election information on the on the television news and the radio news. And I have to call these stations. I have to correct them on the date. And I have to call them tomorrow morning and straighten them out. I said, you lied on purpose. You gave me the wrong location. And you know what?
Well, thank goodness you're out there, Sarah. Democracy is safe for the moment because, Sarah, you are there making sure everybody knows who the candidates are and where the debates are being held and holding everybody's feet to the flames. Thank you for the call.
You know, but she does bring up a good point, and that if you do want to stay informed, you have to listen to every dang station, read every newspaper, and you got to listen and talk to everyone in order to actually know what's going on. And this is why no one knows what's going on in politics or even cares.
Well, they're too busy with their own lives.
And they only pay attention to, Russian hacked us, or some building burned down, which is actually something you probably should know, or the wall is going to get solar panels.
The ridiculous, extravagant
stories that really don't matter. And my big thing is I really don't care what's going on the other side of the country or what's going on in Texas. You know, I care what's going on right here in Keene because they're pulling the wool over us right here at the local level and getting away with nonsense right here at the local level.
I
can actually do something about it here and then again I can't because
I often wonder whether we would have been better off picking a state for the Free State Project that wasn't New Hampshire with a state the state sport is politics and people vote here on local levels at like 10%. In a lot of places it's like 2 or 1% of the population votes in a municipal election, and so therefore you have to mobilize far fewer people in order to have whatever effect it is you're hoping to have.
James Cleveland could have won with 30 votes in his primary a few years ago.
With what? For what?
For state rep.
That's not a local election.
Yeah, it is.
Well, it's an election.
He ran in
locally.
Ward 1 in Keene, New
Hampshire.
That's
not for city council.
Yeah, local elections is about 10%. I think states is a little more.
Primaries 15, aren't particularly good turnouts.
Between 15 and 20%?
Primaries are a fraction of the regular election turnouts. Mm. So yeah. It's completely
Why
possible
Why would you go to a Republican
win?
Primary in Keene when all it's doing is selecting the first loser?
Well, he ran as a Democrat.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, and he would have won if he had 30 more votes. So it's completely possible to win here, Mark, if you get enough libertarians to move to New Hampshire, as we've already proven, because people are winning. They're running as Republicans and Democrats. They're getting elected.
I've had people call in and say, look, anybody can win. We've had people say anybody can win a local election, as though just running for a local office will get you put in. That ain't true here.
It's not true anywhere. You can't just run for a local office and win. Most of the time, you're going to lose the first time out. You got to build name recognition. You've got to go door to door. You've got to put, you know, put it out there that that you're running. You've got to have campaigns.
I don't know that a door to door is going to work in most.
It works in New Hampshire.
Actually, there was one individual here in Keene who did that, who has been trying and running for office for many years.
For years, yeah.
And he finally did get elected, and he did the door to door scheme, and it seemed to have worked for him.
That's what it took, and he unseated a arch statist. A big government guy.
He unseated the incumbent who was a big problem.
And he'd been in there for a long time.
And you know
what?
He's gone, by the way. He took off somewhere.
No, he's still here. I saw him in a play.
He moved out of Keene.
Okay, but he's still in the area.
He probably moved to one of the Richerville cities, to take advantage of the amenities here in Keene that I'm paying for, that he helped bring to Keene.
Right.
And he's living in a low-tax town outside.
Yes.
Typical richer lefty.
Hey, we can do this. I mean, it is
South New Hampshire.
New Hampshire was chosen for a lot of reasons, Mark, and there's a movie that was made about it called The 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. Anybody who wants to can go and check that out at 101reasonsfilm.com. New Hampshire is an unbelievably accessible political system. It is super easy for anybody who wants to, you know, get involved in politics here to get involved and to make a difference. Now, it can be frustrating because politics is frustrating. It is slow. It's, you know, an excruciating process in a lot of ways, and I don't blame anybody who's sick of it and who is burned out on it, even here in New Hampshire. It's easy to get that way.
Yeah. If government was just protecting the rights of the individual, it would be such an easy job. Your job would be so, you go 5 minutes, you're done. Go back home.
Yeah.
But they've taken on so much. They're taking care of the airport. They're taking care of parking. They're taking care of the subsidized housing. They're taking care of everything. And so their meetings turn into three-hour meetings. And there's two of those a
but
month.
Even
and
here, Conan.
And these people love it. They eat it up. But this is why the normal man doesn't get into it. Because why am I taking care of all these other things that have nothing to do with me?
Yeah. No doubt. And people are too busy taking care of themselves and their families to care about what they're doing in political land because they feel like they can't change it. And it sure as hell feels like you can't change it. You're up against the system. I mean, look what happened with the Bearcat 5 years ago. Everybody was against it, but the politicians passed it because the cops wanted it.
Just like this.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org. Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been, and my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY, or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. There's enough time for you if you want to join us right now. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
So we've been talking about, Amazon was what we started the show out with, and it led to a larger conversation about kind of, you know, the future of machines and robots and, you know, what's going to happen. We're going to have robots cooking us food. We're going to have robots, you know, doing all of the work. And that led to, or it hasn't led yet in this particular case, but I actually had a story. It was mentioned tonight, this universal basic income thing. And apparently out in Hawaii, they are talking about this seriously. The story from HawaiiNewsNow.com in Honolulu. Last week, Hawaii made national headlines for becoming the first state to formally adopt key pledges in the Paris Climate Accord. Now the state is getting attention for taking a first step toward adopting a universal basic income. Now, you had mentioned, Conan, that the city of Keene is apparently talking about this Paris Climate Accord.
They're all on board. It's going to pass.
Really?
The mayor is a big
Republican. Costs nothing to do.
Exactly. If you look at our master plan, all this green initiatives are already in place.
Right. So this is just to make Democrats jump up and down in the streets. Ha ha! We got Trump. Our little city, Trump. We're like a little butt plug for Trump.
No, this is
ridiculous.
This is Trump hate. Through and through. Uh-huh. This is, and I'm not saying.
Yeah, and
I'm not defending the guy at all. But a lot of these people, because they had the Women's March maybe 2 or 3 months ago here in Keene, where 100 or so folks walk down Main Street. It had nothing to do with women. It had everything to do with Trump hate.
Yep, that's what it is.
Was this the walk in her shoes thing? That thing? Or
no.
Else?
This was a month before that. This is the some kind of women's rights movement.
The same sort of thing that happened after Trump's election. There was one in D.C.
That's exactly what it was.
But that doesn't have anything to do with a universal basic income.
Not yet.
You better believe that Keene The Keene city planners will be all on top of this because they want free everything. They want free Wi-Fi. They want the good news is they can't subsidize the co-op here.
They can't do all these programs. That's the thing.
They can't do it in New Hampshire.
They can't do it anywhere.
They can't do it until the robots.
Financially possible to do a universal basic income at a level that is of any value to anyone.
Without the printing press, you mean?
Without the power of the printing press. So they're trying in like some place in Finland or whatever. You can't, it's just a recipe for failure. I'm sorry, the cost is tremendous. And there's no return on it. You're not going to, the city itself, the municipality, isn't going to see a return on this. Well, it's not like they're investing a dollar to get 80 cents back and maybe 120 in the future. They're just setting money on fire.
Well, a lot of these guys argue that if we do this, we do implement this, we're going to take away all the welfare programs.
Well, that's what they say.
But it won't work because someone's going to spend all his money, he's going to spend his paycheck, sure, and he's not going to have enough for his health care.
The first week,
and then he's going to be dying in the street. And then someone's going to be like, well, we got to do something to help him. We can't have people dying in the street.
You can't just give a bunch of heroin to this guy and then not take care of him. Right? It's just dumb.
It's dumb. It is
dumb.
It's ridiculous.
The resolution in Hawaii has passed the last legislative session. It creates a working group to study the issue and determine whether it could be implemented in the island. So that's just a baby step. It's just a first step of, you know, let's analyze this.
Yeah,
the resolution,
I have an answer. No.
The resolution was introduced by State Representative Chris Lee, who argues that a universal basic income could help working families grappling with the state's high cost of living. No, what it'll do is it'll increase the state's high cost of living. So it's already incredibly expensive if they could do it, which, as you point out, Mark, they probably can't. But to live in Hawaii means you got to import a lot of stuff except pineapple, basically. And so the pineapple's cheap. Everything else is expensive because it's got to come in on ship.
I believe the pineapple, at least one point or another, this is an apocryphal story. I'm going to tell it. You've got to look it up to find out whether it's true or not. I believe the pineapple was grown there, canned elsewhere, and then brought back to the island.
Oh, God. So it was expensive, huh?
So
interesting.
I've
never been, so I don't know. But
well, that's like the cost of orange juice in Florida. I was just listening to someone say, calling into the local show here, say the orange juice is more expensive in Florida than it is here in New Hampshire.
No way.
Yes way.
Really?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
The Tropicana facility was right there in Bradenton, Florida. You could smell it when the wind blew.
Is it still there?
Yeah. Yes.
But what's their sales tax these days? 10%?
In Bradenton?
In Florida.
6%. Different communities in Florida can set different sales taxes. So it's like a base level of 5 or 6%.
That could rise to raise the price of, because we don't have sales tax here.
But the food isn't sales taxed in Florida, the grocery
food. Yeah, but orange juice has got a lot, because it has sugar in it.
Groceries food isn't taxed here either.
I understand that.
Nothing sales is taxed here.
I was in Vermont.
Except rentals.
I had to pay a 22-cent sugary beverage tax.
Really? Yeah, maybe there's so much sugar in these orange juice these days that they can get away with a sugar tax.
They ought to.
In fact, according to the story
juice
here,
isn't healthy.
While the measure has helped spark a new conversation about the universal basic income, the idea is not entirely new. In fact, former U.S. President Richard Nixon was the first to suggest a UBI back in 1969. More recently, other countries have begun testing the system, including Finland and Germany, with Canada soon following suit. In its resolution, Hawaii lawmakers threw their support behind the notion of a basic income and say the working group was convened to explore how government entities in the islands could make it happen. If a UBI were put in place, every citizen, regardless of their social and economic status, would be granted a fixed minimum income. The program, supporters say, would combat an increase in unemployment due to technological developments while also improving current social welfare plans. However, critics suggest otherwise, fearing UBI would discourage work and bloat government spending. Not to mention dramatically increase the price of everything, right? Because if you're printing out money, which as you pointed out, Mark, Hawaii doesn't have the ability to do this because they're not the federal government. The federal government could do it. If you're just going to consistently inflate the money supply so that people can have this, whatever the amount, arbitrary amount that they'll select is, let's say $1,000 a month or something like that, or $2,000 a month.
I can't imagine how you could survive in Hawaii on $1,000 a month, but all right.
No, I don't know. Again, whatever arbitrary number, it's not going to be enough after a while, right? As they continue to print it out, you've got that's inflation. You're inflating the money supply. That means that, you know, more dollars are chasing after the same amount of goods.
This is just like the higher education bubble. As soon as people figure out that, hey, these people have a lot more money available to them, given to them, they're going to raise the prices of everything. Rent's going to go up, food's going to go up more than it is right now. Because people know that there is more money available, let's take advantage of the situation.
Yeah, well, they pretty much have to do that. That's just the way things go when the money supply inflates. That's the natural order of things.
Well, I'm not talking about a percent here and there. I'm talking about hundreds of percents.
Yeah, it's going to keep on jacking up.
Because they know they can take advantage of the system. I'm not talking about inflation increases.
All right, what are you saying?
I'm talking about people taking advantage, businesses taking advantage, producers of things taking advantage.
Well, they're going to have to do it because the prices will go up. I mean, they have to do it to remain competitive, to be able to sell their products, to be able to pay their suppliers, because that's just the natural way of what happens once the money supply inflates. Prices have to go up.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just because they're greedy or they want more of it. They have to raise the prices, and they'll raise every month.
Right.
If every month they're printing out all this money to give to people for free, then eventually that $1,000 isn't going to buy a bag of dog food.
Right. Money isn't wealth. It's a representation of wealth. It is medium of exchange.
One of them.
So when you create more of the mediums of exchange, that medium of exchange represents a smaller portion of the pie. And, if there's 8 mediums of exchange, then you can see the pie. If there's 10, the slices of pizza get smaller. If there's 12, the slices of pizza get smaller. And, you don't make more pizza by cutting it into more slices. So that's kind of how that works. Frankly, it's like the minimum wage. You raise the minimum wage from whatever, $7 to $15. It's Mickey Mouse economics. It doesn't solve anyone's problems.
No, it just looks good for the politicians. It looks,
and gets them reelected.
Right. That's all this is. It's just a political grandstand that ultimately won't do anything for the people that it's supposedly out there trying to help.
I sincerely believe that Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren believe that this will actually fix things.
Yeah, they don't know anything about economics.
They're lunatics.
And everybody's going to suffer as a result of this because people are starting to talk about this stuff seriously.
There are, economists have recommended the basic income for some time. But the reason that it doesn't work in the real world, because we know that some people are going to make bad decisions. And those people who make bad decisions, the reason that we have the social safety net is to deal with people who make bad decisions. Now, it doesn't work because people then don't prioritize taking care of things like health and education and the important things in life. They just use it on cigarettes and booze.
Yep, we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.